This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana. Innaka sami'un mujibu al-du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله, already 20 days gone. It's absolutely as Ramadan always is called the light, generous guest, the light, meaning not the heavy. This is a very common words we use. We use it in the Arab world. Dayfun khafif, very light, brings a lot of khair, brings a lot of generosity, and it does not burden the host. Subhanallah, it doesn't burden us. On the contrary, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that we have 20 days. Allah gave us life to live. But the as we always say, we leave the best for the last. And subhanAllah, there is always a reason for everything we say. And the best for the last is actually the last 10 nights or the last 10 days of Ramadan, but specifically the last 10 nights and specifically the odd numbers, the witr. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in a beautiful hadith that you probably have heard it many times by now, and it says the following: Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ or قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. There is more than one narration. An amazing, a great, an honorable month has come. It's already come. It's already 20 days. Subhanallah. شَهْرٌ مُبَارَك. It's a blessed month. شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ. In a month, there is a night better than thousands night. Allah made fasting, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ وَقِيَامُهُ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضًا. Allah made fasting an obligation. Okay. وَقِيَامُ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوَّعًا. And standing up in the night in salah is an act of voluntary. It's not an obligation. It's highly recommended. Now, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ. Whomsoever get try to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any small good deed of goodness, it is as he or she have done obligation outside Ramadan. And whomsoever does an obligatory act in it, as if he or she has done 70 obligatory acts outside. And it is the month of شهر الصبر, it's the month of fasting and patient. We have covered this in, if you are following our daily reminder, we covered this in every day, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's the month of fasting, and it is the month of patient. As-sabru thawabuhu al-jannah. Being patient, the reward is jannah. Shahru al-muwasat. It's a month of consolation. The month that the sustenance of the believer will increase. مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا. I'm reminding all of you, myself number one, because we have only 10 days left. If we haven't done any of these yet, it's time to do it. There isn't much time left. Not much time. مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا. Whomsoever will, whether pay money or cook, basically prepare or help to, for a fasting person to break their fast, it will be equal to forgiveness of his sin, وَعِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ, and release from the hellfire. وَكَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ, and he will have the same reward of fasting as the fasting person. Then people said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't all have this opportunity to make food or to buy food or to help a fasting person to break their fast. قَالَ Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you will get this reward even if you will use one date or even a cup of water or even if it is a sip of milk or a sip of yogurt. And this month is the beginning of it, is a month of rahmah, is month of mercy, loving mercy. And in it, in the middle of it, is maghfirah, is forgiveness. And the end of it, the end of it, عتقٌ من النار, at the end of it, the last 10 days, is relief or release from the health fire. And this hadith, as we have said, it's a weak hadith. It's a hadith, but it's a weak hadith, not very weak, but it's a weak hadith. But the meanings of it is being narrated in different hadith. What I am trying to say in the beginning, the most important thing in Ramadan is we do our best. And this is why we called the talk today, Seize the Opportunity. I need to look at Ramadan as an opportunity, let alone the last 10 nights and 10 days that we are going to start tomorrow. It's an opportunity. And what does an opportunity mean? What does an opportunity mean? Opportunity means there's something good that doesn't happen every day, that is, I am able to reach it or get it, and I will get in that thing, in general, opportunity, way more than if I do the same effort in another action. So opportunity is, somebody will tell you, and I, this is probably very easy for us to understand, is when there is a sale, right? And they say 70%, 80%, buy one, get one free. What is that? It's an opportunity. Because the same thing I need, if I don't grab this opportunity, I will have to work harder, I have to pay more, I will get less. So opportunity, number one. Let's look at all Ramadan as an opportunity if you compare Ramadan with the other months of the year. And the last 10 days and nights are the opportunity. And then inside these, the odd nights is the opportunity. And specifically the 27th. So what do I need to do from today? I need to change my mindset. It's extremely important because it's difficult to do things without setting up our mind. I need to set up my mind that, number one, there is a huge reward. There is a great opportunity in front of me. I need to grab it. That's number one. Number two, it is not very difficult. And why I'm saying this, not because we are all very strong, because there is nothing easy. But what Allah makes it easy. If Allah see you and me really wanting to take the best opportunity or to take advantage of this opportunity, He absolutely will make it easy for me. So I need to change my mindset from it's difficult, I can't, it's long fasting, I cannot function if I don't sleep in the night. All these, I need to change my mindset. And I'm going to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is another opportunity for dua. It's supplication, especially when we are fasting during the day. Because one of the people, one of the categories that the dua, the categories of people, their supplication is responded and agreed is when they are fasting. Hatta yaftar, as-sa'imu hatta yaftar. The fasting person, till he or she breaks the fast till all the day, in another narration, hina yaftar, at the time or at the moment. So today, spend your day. You have to do what you have to do, but keep asking Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy. Ya Rabbi, make it the best 10 nights and the best 10 days ever. So change the mindset. It is not going to be difficult. If I tell myself, Allah will make it easy. There is many things we do. And those of us who are living in the Western world, how many non-Muslims look at you and says, I cannot do that. How can you for 30 days not eat and drink and nothing from that time to that time, 12, 14 hours? And we always answer, you know what? We've been doing it for years. If you try it, you will be able to do it. That's what we need to say to ourselves. Change the mindset. It's an opportunity, a huge opportunity. I'll come to the details in a second. I'll take you through it. But number one, there is an opportunity in front of me. The opportunity comes once a year only. It's only in these days. Subhanallah. Allah chose it. He chose these days. He didn't choose other days. The hikmah. He's the hakim. He's the wise. And He chose these. So I'm going to tell myself, these 10 days, doesn't come next month. and doesn't come when I have time, or when the day is shorter, or when the night is longer. It doesn't come. It comes only once a year. Another change mindset reminder, extremely important. And subhanAllah, how much it helps. I don't know if I'm going to have this opportunity again. I have no idea. ولا تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت. No soul knows in which land will die or when we will die. I have no idea if I am living next to next Ramadan. I need to tell this to myself, not to people, not to the others. The last 10 days, don't worry about the others unless you have to take care of them. Focus on yourself. This is your opportunity, my opportunity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll tell myself, I don't know if I'm living. I don't know if there will be another Ramadan. And I don't know if there's going to be another Laylatul Qadr. And I will add more. I don't know if I'm living tomorrow. Can any one of us guarantee we're going to wake up tomorrow morning? No. But if I will make the resolve, if I will make the himmah, if I will make the intention that I will make these 10 days the best ever, I am going to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see the best in me in these 10 days. أَرِلَّهُ مِنِّي خَيْرًا. I'm going to show Allah the best of me as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I made this intention, and I made it sincerely. And tomorrow I don't wake up, Allah will reward me as if I have done it. And Allah said this concept is in the Quran. It's in Surah An-Nisa. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَهُ. Whomsoever migrate for the sake of Allah, he will find in the earth, it's migration physically, moving. He will find in the earth, مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَهُ. He will find a lot of expansion. He will find a lot of goodness. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That's the point. ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And whomsoever leave his house for the intention of migrating to Allah and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, then he or she dies before they reach. فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah will reward him the reward of that action. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah all forgiving, all merciful. Subhanah. So here I am. Change my mindset that these are the opportunity, that no opportunity like it. We will come to it. No other days or nights in the year like these coming 10 days. And no other nights at all, especially the nights. Because scholars differ that the days of the first of 10 days of the Hijjah are better than the days of last 10 days of Ramadan. But no one disagrees that the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the best nights of the world, of the time. I need to remind myself that in these 10 nights, there is a night better than 1,000 months. We'll come to it in a detail. 3, it may be difficult. It may sound difficult. Shaytan will make it difficult. My weak nafs will make it difficult. But I am going to be holding to the qawi, to the strong. I will get my strength from him, subhanahu. I will get my strength from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am going to say continuous dua from today. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Ya Allah, nothing is easy except what you make it easy. And I and you are fasting, and the dua of the fasting person is granted. 3, I'll make the intention from today. From today, I am going to change my mindset that I am going to do the best ever. I've never done it before. I'm going to do it, do my best. And if I am going to die tomorrow, Allah will reward me. Subhanallah. So, let's look at what are the things that we will need to do specifically and generally, or specifically for these 10 days that I have not yet done it in the last 20 days? Or if I have already, walillahi alhamd, have done it, what do I do more? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Just a reminder, we will have we will open for questions and answers, so you will feel free to write your questions on the chat, and inshallah we will take it at the end. But let's look at what is in the last 10 nights. What is it? What do we do? Or what is the best of the creation did? What did he do, alayhi salatu wasalam? What did he do, alayhi salatu wasalam? In general, and this hadith was narrated by Sayyidah Aisha, when the 10 nights or the 10 last 10 days or 10 nights of Ramadan approached, which is us now living it tomorrow, what did he do? Right? أيقظ أهله. He would wake up his family. Look at the word, wake up, meaning it's a night ibadah. It's an act of worship in the night. وشد مئزره. And this is a figure of speech. He basically tied the like al-mi'zar, al-izar, is the lower part that that you cover the body. When you tie it tight, it's usually used as a figure of speech that you are going to be getting ready to do something special, something not easy, and you're going to be focused on it. وَشَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ. And another meaning the scholars have said, this means that he is absolutely going to be removing himself from his family and he will be focusing only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أيقظ أهله. Number one, I'm going to say أيقظ نفسه. I will say this to myself. I need to do my best in these 10 nights to stay up as much as I can. For those of us who are working, those who cannot do it because they have things to do in the morning, you will do longer than what you normally do. Or sleep early, wake up before Fajr. Fajr is about 5 or 4:40, wake up before Fajr, even if it is 45 minutes. But the longer you stay up in the night, the better, and especially the odd nights. Especially the odd nights. And the odd nights meaning the night of 21st, the night of 23rd, the night of 25th, the night of 27th, and the night of 29th. The night of 29th is one of the odd nights and has even much special reward than all the other nights. Please pay attention to this. So I am going to say, what did he do, alayhi salatu wasalam, in these 10 nights that I need to? Now I'm learning and I need to practice it. أيقظ أهله. He woke up in the night, meaning the nights. And the nights start after Maghrib. He, alayhi salatu wasalam. And did he really need to do that? غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. All his sins and what sins he did was all forgiven. And he was the chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he did it. What about me and you? Number one, the night starts after Maghrib. I am going to be spending that night. If I cannot do it all, I will do as much as I can in an act of worship. So for the woman, we're going to put the food, people have to eat, clean the kitchen, everything, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and we are done here. If everyone in the family take a place in the house, if we're not going to the masjid, and take a corner and start act of worship, some of that I will share with you. Everybody, that house will be blessed. That house will be blessed. And we always wonder what happened to our homes. We need to bring back the barakah. Please, don't spend these 10 nights watching TV. It's a loss, huge loss. It's like someone come and tell you, buy this stock today. Tomorrow it's going to be 5 times, 1,000 times more. And you decided not to. What a loser. The last 10 nights of Ramadan, Allah did not create them to entertain, did not create them to watch TV, to check social media. No. I have to do what I have to do. That's obligations. Taking care of my family, I have to work. If you do night shifts, what you have to do, you have to do. But anything else extra, it's a big losers. And let's come and talk a little bit about what is so special about these 10 nights. And I'm going to share with you this hadith. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهَرْ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ. This month had come, has reached you now. وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةً. And in it, there is one night. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Better than 1,000 nights. We all know this. Now, what I just said, see what he taught us, الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. مَنْ حُرِيمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِيمُ. فَقَدْ حُرِيمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلِّهَا. مَنْ حُرِيمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِيمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلُّهُ وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرُهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومُ. Let me translate. He said, the month has come. In it there is one night. One night. We don't know which night. One night. Has khair in that night. Better than 1,000 months. We know that. مَنْ حُرِيمُهَا مَنْ حُرِيمَهَا. Whomsoever was deprived. Please pay attention to this word. Deprived of that night, he's deprived. And no one will be deprived of the goodness of that night, but is the real deprived. What does that mean? What does that mean? The night has a lot of goodness. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Why? تنزل الملائكة فيها والروح بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. In that night, and we need to feel this, in ليلة القدر, we don't know which one, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, Allah knows. And in another hadith, it's تلتمسوها في السبع الوتر. Look at it or seek it, the last seven. So 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, the last seven odd nights. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. It's better than 1,000 nights. We know that. Why? Why? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ فِيهَا وَالرُّوحُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّكَ. All angels comes down to this earth in a way we don't know, in a way we don't see it. To the extent that it has been said there will be no empty space on this earth spiritually for an angel. It will be completely full of angels in that night. مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا. Whomsoever is deprived from the goodness of this night. How will I be deprived? How you will be deprived? It's the night. It's the odd nights, and what I am doing in the night. I'm checking social media. فَقَدْ حُرِمْ. He or she is deprived. What am I doing? I'm watching TV. فَقَدْ حُرِمْ. Deprived. What am I doing? Doing things in the house that is not necessary. It can be done afterward. In general, anything I am doing in that night, outside the act of worship that can wait, please pay attention to this, can wait till after Ramadan, I am a loser. I am deprived. And deprivation is when you are absolutely, it's almost destitute. You lost it, as we say. You lost it all. You lost it all. And I'll share with you a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is in Ibn Abi Hatim. One of the Sahaba says, we were with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he mentioned four of the people from Bani Israel, from the children of Israel. And he was telling them, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, telling the companions, those four people, عَبَدُ اللَّهَ 80 عَامًا, they worshipped Allah for 80 years. لَمْ يَعْصُوهُ طَرْفَةً. They did not disobey him even in a blink of an eye. And he mentioned, who are these? He said, Ayyub, Sayyidina Ayyub, Sayyidina Zakariya, and then Hisqail ibn al-Ajuz is another righteous man, and Yusha. So four. What is these four? Four human beings from the children of Bani Israel. They worshipped Allah 80 years, 80, and they have not disobeyed Allah with a blink of an eye. And the companions are like, wow, fa'ajiba, wow, really, 80 years? Jibreel came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, Ya Muhammad, ajibat ummatuka min ibadati ha'ulai nafar 80 sana. Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, your people are so surprised that there is 80 people, that there is people who have worshipped Allah for 80 years and they never disobeyed him. Now Jibreel is saying to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, فَقَدْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ. They are given way better than this. They were given way better than this. And then he recited Sayyidina Jibreel. And what did he recite? إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. So Sayyidina Jibreel talked to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, your people are so surprised from the fact that there is four people worshipped Allah for 80 years and they not disobeyed him at all. We have given them better than that. This is you and me. It was given to you and me. It's a gift. That's why it's opportunity. It's a gift. I didn't even ask for it. Allah just gave it because he's Hakim and he's generous. Subhanah. And he said, they were given better. And he recited, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." We have sent it down in the night of power. Laylatul wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. That's the beauty. And what do you know about laylatul qadr? Another figure of speech used in the Arabic language when you want to say something, whoa, you don't know what this is. We say, wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. What is it? You don't know what is it. Astonishing. And then he says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than one month. Al-amalu fiha, acting, worshipping here, worshipping Allah in that night, better than 1,000 months. Worshipping Allah in it more than 1 month. How generous is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one night, and the night is how many hours, my beautiful and my dear sisters and brothers? How long the nights? The longest night, we eat, let's say 7:30, and then Fajr is 5, or 8 to 5, 12, 13, 10 hours? Better than 1,000 months. Worship Allah in that night. That's what He wants from me. Only. Few hours, suwayatun qaleela, few hours. We stay on our TV, watching TV and on the internet for hours, shopping, surfing the net, or looking social media. That's what Allah wants from me. One night. Don't be miser. I'm saying this to myself and to everybody. Don't be miser. I am the loser. We are the losers. Allah is not going to get anything extra from me sleeping in the night of Al-Qadr or up in the night of the Qadr. What is Allah gonna get out? As Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, if the insakum wa jinnakum wa awwalakum wa akhirakum, if your jinn and ins and the first person Allah created and the last one, all of them were muttaqi, the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not increase a little, a bit. Allah doesn't need my ibadah. I need it. And we need it. So few hours, suwayatun qalida. And question comes in, why we don't know it? Why we don't know which night it is? Yes, most probably the 27th, but not for sure. And even some scholars will say it changes every year. It changes every year. Why? And he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam also, he said, kharajtu li ukhbirakum laylatul qadr. He was shown which night it is. And he came out to tell the Sahaba which night it is. And he found two companions arguing. And the knowledge was lifted. that knowledge was lifted from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَعَسَىٰ يَكُونَ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. And it could be, it's probably more khayr for you that you don't know which night is it. Why? Because I'm going to do more. I am going to do more. Subhanallah. So khayrun min alfi shahr. Question. Why it was called Al-Qadr? Why it's called Laylatul Qadr? It's in the Quran. True. But what does it mean? It's one meaning, yes. It's the night of decree. Right? Or night of power. That's one meaning. But look at the meanings. Number one, night of honor. تَعْظِيمُ قَدْرِهَا. Qadr, one meaning of it in the Arabic language is somebody who's honorable. They have qadr, they have status, they have honor. So Laylatul Qadr is a night that has honor. Allah chose it. Yani subhanallah, when you think of this, you know when you have so many options and you have so many things around you, but you choose to pick one. And we normally, human beings, choose what? What we like, what is easy, what we love. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He chose for a hikmah, and He chose it. I need to remind myself this, so again, I will keep looking at Laylatul Qadr completely different, and not one night, and not one night. So it is an honorable night. أَتَعْظِيمُ قَدْرِهَا. Allah called it Qadr out of honor, because Qadr, one of the meaning of it is honor. Number one. Qadr, Allah also used it. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ. Allah used it in the Quran. When it becomes very narrow and very tight, one of the meanings of Al-Qadr. And you know why? Because there is no space on this earth. The earth will be so tight and no more room and space for the angels that will be descended on that night. تَضِيقُ الْأَرْضُ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. There will be no space. It's going to be so narrow and so tight because all the angels are coming in that night. Second, Laylatul Qadr, which we all know, is the night of decree, where it is usually written in it, life and death, who's going to go for Hajj, Ya Rabbi Ameen, and also sustenance. So we know that. The other meaning, Laylatul Qadr, it's an honorable night, yes, but it will honor the person who honors it. ترفع قدره. Honor the person who will honor it. And what is honor? What is dignity? It's not money. It is not status. It's not what people think of me. What did Allah teach me and you about al-qadr? And about honor, izzah. What did He say in Fatir? من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. Whomsoever wants dignity, seek dignity, honor, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. To Allah belongs all dignity. To Allah belongs all dignity. How will I get the dignity from Allah? I need to be close to Him. How do I get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Worship Him. And take opportunities, take advantage of the opportunity. So Laylatul Qadr, one of the meanings of it, the name of it, تَرْفَعُ قَدْرُ صَاحِبَهَا. It will elevate and honor and dignify the person who dignifies it, the person who honors it, the person who comes to it with full focus. And the last meaning of it, نَزَلَ فِيهَا كِتَابٌ ذُو قَدْرٍ. In it has been revealed a book, an honorable book. Right? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. What did we أنزلنا? What did we send? Al-Quran. It's a night, it is honorable because the honorable book of Allah was revealed in it. And in it, it's what most scholars will say, the whole Quran was revealed in one part from al-lawh al-mahfuz, from the tablet down to as-sama' al-dunya, down to the heavens, and then over 23 years, it was sent gradually, accordingly, on Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, different times and different places. So, night of honor, night of decree, the night that is going to be, the earth will be so tight, the honor that will elevate the person honor because he honored it, and the night where the honorable book was revealed in it. And if you want to summarize it, it's a night, honorable, and the earth will be tight, and the angels coming, bringing all Allah's mercy, in it will be the decrees, and every human being will be elevated and honors on how much he or she does in it or honor it. Wallahu alam. What is the signs? There is signs, the scholars said, inshallah, let's hope that we will know. But the issue is, and see how Allah's hikmah works. You don't know the sign of the night of Al-Qadr except the next morning. So I need to grab or seize the opportunity, because by the time I will know it was last night, it's too late. And Allah has His own ways of arranging things, subhanah. He could easily have given me the signs before the night start. No, He gave me the signs after. What is the signs? They say the sun will rise that morning with no rays. No rays. It will be so clear. And scholars say, and this is actually, it's amazing, is Imam Shanqiti, Sheikh Shanqiti, he's a contemporary scholar, amazing. So he has beautiful tafsir of the Quran, not complete, unfortunately. He says the reason that the sun has no rays will be so pure because all these angels that were on the earth, they will be going up before or as the sun rises, and they will block the rays of the sun. Allahu alam, Allahu alam, Allahu alam. But usually this is one of the signs in it. What things I can do in these 10 days, including, so the first thing I wanted to share with you, all of you, and inshallah, Allah helps me, is to change our mindset about these nights, because I don't know which one is the night of the Qadr. We need to change our mindset. I need to look at from tomorrow night is going to be completely different. I'll give you an example. May Allah forgive us, but sometimes examples from our daily life help us. If I have the most important exam of my life, or deadline of my life, or interview of my life, and that exam or that project due on the 13th or the 14th, meaning the day of Eid, what will I do the 10 days before it? Will I be watching TV? Will I be going out with my friends? Or what are we going to normally say? I have an exam. I can't do anything. We will do everything after. I need to focus. This is my opportunity. If I don't pass this exam, I'm done. If I don't get this job, I am done. If I don't deliver the program or the project on time, I'm in big trouble. I lose. Seize the opportunity. These are the 10 days. Subhanallah, some of the teachers I have seen and some of the advices I was given is like, even for us women, don't spend too much time on cooking in these days, in these nights, because you will get tired. Remember, we are human beings. We need energy. So they say, even get everything ready. For sure, gifts for Eid, everything related to Eid. Get it done today and tomorrow, or the day of Eid. Don't waste the energy, because we don't have a lot. We have limited energy. So we really need to look at these 10 days, the opportunity. What do we do? What did he do, as I said earlier? Very unique act of worship to the 10 days, last 10 days of Ramadan, unique. Only specifically, alayhi salatu wasalam, did it in these 10 nights is al-i'tikaf. I'tikaf, seclusion. Seclusion, what does that mean? Al-i'tikaf in general is in the masjid. أن الله said this in سورة البقرة ولا تقربوهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد. Don't get close to them. He's talking to the men, meaning when you are in state of اعتكاف in the masjid, that's you are not going to be coming having your a relationship with your wife. What does that tell me? A scholar says الاعتكاف في المسجد in general اعتكاف seclusion is in the masjid. Okay, how about now? Allah tested us. How about woman? Can't. She has family. Or she normally doesn't go to the masjid. What do we do? There is always, subhanAllah, there's always solution for everything. Because Allah makes it. SubhanAllah. For those, and let's go about i'tikaf first and then we'll come to that. So what is i'tikaf? Seclusion. What is i'tikaf? Al-i'tikaf is al-habs, they call it. You hold. It's like sabr. You hold. You actually disconnect. I'tikaf, disconnect. What does it mean? I am going to be, as a human being, Haifa, Sara, Muhammad, Ali, I'm going to be disconnecting myself willingly as an act to get close to Allah from everything else in the life that I normally do it, except the obligation and the necessities. Obligations and necessities. What did he do, alayhi salatu wasalam? إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشُرُ دَخَلَ مُعْتَكَفَ. That's how they said. When the 10 days or the 10 nights approached, he entered. ضُرِبَتْ لَهُ. He was actually in the masjid itself. He had like a small tent. And he goes and stay in that tent all day, comes out only for salah and to relieve, to respond to the call of nature. And food delivered to him. That's the example. That's what I am looking at. That's my uswa. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. You have in the example of الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام the best example. That's what Allah سبحانه وتعالى taught you and me in the Quran, سورة الأحزاب. So what did he do? That's what he did. This is the A plus. This is the goal. The whole 10 nights, by the way. And in the year he died, he did it for 20 days. Now let's come to us practically. Number one, I am going to be disconnecting from anything that is not necessary. And the number one, what they teaches you and me in al-i'tikaf is you hold your tongue. Much less talk. And actually, one of the names of Ramadan that we will be covering, inshallah, is Shahr al-Samt, is the month of silence. So i'tikaf, practically, you take a part, let's talk about the house. You take a part in the house, usually, preferably, is where you normally pray. You normally pray. If the where you usually pray is a place that is not going to be private for you, then you choose a place in the house, a small room, a corner where you will have your privacy and you will be easily disconnected from around you. No talk, unless necessary. And I'm going to come to certain circumstances and I'm talking now in general. If it was the norm, the usual time, and we are in the masjid, then that's exactly what it is. I'tikaf is not sitting with people in the masjid chit-chatting what's happening with the news or what are you going to do for Eid. That's not i'tikaf. As some say, that's sleepover. I'tikaf is not sleepover. I'tikaf, I am giving my time, myself, my comfort to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what i'tikaf. I cut everything. So you choose a place in the house. You choose a place in the house. I'tikaf usually starts, if you are doing the whole 10 days, usually starts from the Maghrib of the night of 21, 21st. So for us in the United States, if you all fasted with Mecca, then it is going to be tomorrow, Sunday, from Maghrib. يدخل معتكفة. He or she goes to her place of ihtikaf, leaves it to, again, necessary things. If you have someone that brings you food to your place, that's usually. If not, you go and eat and come back. But mainly, it's the very minimum things that you have to do. That's the ideal. Of course, the ideal is in the masjid. How about I can't do that? I can't do it. I have to go to work. I couldn't take time off. I can't take time off. I have to take care of my children. I have to take care of my family. Then do at least part of the night with the niyyah of i'tikaf. Like after Isha. After Isha, you took care of everything in the house. Alhamdulillah, we ate. Kitchen is clean. We did everything. After Isha, go to that corner. Sit there and disconnect from everything else. And number one disconnection is this. Unless, of course, you are on call or you have something, then leave it only to ring, but remove the internet. I need to completely disconnect. What did I say earlier? I need to show Allah the best in me. And the best in me, I'm giving up, Ya Allah, all these I usually do and enjoy. Like we have given up food and drink for all these 20 days and the next 10 days, now I am giving higher, Ya Allah, and harder. My comfort, my joy, the things I normally like and entertain, for you only. For you only. So either you do with the whole, alhamdulillah, if you can. If you cannot, can you do the nights, the odd nights? The odd nights. If you cannot, can you do part of the night? But definitely, definitely, make sure you have in these coming nights, in these coming nights, every night, there is a time for i'tikaf. Wallahi alladhi ya'lahu, the beauty of it, what it does to the heart, how it clears the heart, is something beyond. And I have seen it with my own eyes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to do it in the haram, in Mecca. The night when they announced tomorrow is Eid, I have seen women sob like a baby because Ramadan is done and this spiritual atmosphere that we lived in is done. Cleansing, it cleans us. Like literally, like we go and take a shower when we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, especially when it is difficult, especially when I've not done it before, especially when there is challenges in it. It clears and clean the heart like there is a soap in it, subhanAllah. So i'tikaf, what do I do in it? Salah, the obligations, extras, nawafil. What did we learn? Alhamdulillah, you have heard this hadith many times. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, wa man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban. Whomsoever fasted Ramadan out of faith and waiting for the reward with certainty in the reward, and who spent the night up praying imanan wa ihtisaban out of faith and waiting for the reward, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, sins previously done, sins are gone, removed, forgiven. So what do? I alternate between the ibadat. I alternate between the acts of worship. Human beings in general, by nature, we get bored. We get bored easily. So change it. Spend time in salah. Well, I don't know much of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. Have the Quran in your hand and read. Read. One. Make longer ruku'ah. Don't say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Make it longer. 10, 15. I've seen people does 20 and 25 in one. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Go for a long sujood. As much as you can. I am and you in sujood. Closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All your dua. All what you want from Allah in dunya and akhirah. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? Yes, of course. Don't I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me? Yes. Don't I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a good end? Yes. Do I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless my children? Yes. Do I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless my family and home? Yes. Give me rizqun halal. Gives me lawful sustenance. Yes. Give me good health. Yes. On and on and on. Don't I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy death for me? So I remember La ilaha illallah when I die. Don't I want to have my grave as a piece of Jannah? Don't I want to enter Jannah? Don't I want to see Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Don't I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take my accountability or reckoning is much easier? There's a long list of things. You don't have to have memorized all the du'as. All the du'as. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything you want, as long as it's halal. And the best time is in your sujood. Long. Don't count ruk'at. Oh, I'm going to do 20 or I'm going to do 100. It's not the amount. It's the quality. What are you giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You can do 100 and long ones. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. But focus on the quality. Focus on giving Allah, again, as we said in the beginning, leave Allah the best in you and in me. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So long standing, we will get tired. Yes, we will. Then sit. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of salah ala Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. A lot of istighfar. A lot la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Then read Quran. Read Quran. Ibadatu tafakkur. Reflect on yourself. Reflect on your heart. What is in it? What is in it? Reflect on your life. Where am I going? How much left? What is going to happen to me? All these becomes easier and easier when you are away from distractions. Now, the best dua that everybody needs to memorize, it's a very short one, where Sayyidina Aisha, the scholar, asked the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what a question, what a blessing that she asked, and what a blessing we have Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam who taught us. She said, Ya Rasulullah, Ara'ita in ru'ita in uritu laylatul qadr. Ya Rasulullah, how about if I knew this is the night of laylatul qadr? Imagine, think of it. Someone comes to you and tells you tonight. What should I say? And this is probably questions many of you have it. What do I do? What do I say? She asked him, ماذا أقول? Basically, what do I ask? What did he say? Please memorize this one. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العف فعفو عني. Ya Allah, إنك عفو. You are the one who pardon. Not only forgive. Not غفور, عفو. Forgive, or pardon, or don't talk about it, don't think about it. عفو. تحب العف. You love to pardon. You're glorifying Allah now. So it's not only you are the one who pardon and forgive, but you love to forgive and pardon. فعفو عني. Please forgive me. Please pardon me. That's it. How difficult. How hard. Now you know the reason, من حرم خيرها فقد حرم. The one who will be deprived from the goodness in that night will be deprived. Simple dua, one line. Allahumma innaka afu, tuhibbu al-afwa, fa'afu anni. You have it on your screen. Allahumma innaka afu, Ya Allah, you are the one who pardon. Pardon, tuhibbu al-afwa, you love. Fa'afu anni. Forgive me, pardon me, memorize it. Memorize it. So I will not be of those who are deprived. No, I don't. This is what I am going to say to myself from today. Ya Allah, لا تجعلني من المحرومين. Ya Allah, don't make me from among those who are deprived. One of the beautiful things you do in Laylatul Qadr, as I said, Salah, and I am going to share some examples in Imam Ibn al-Qayyim. Now, in the last 10 days, this is during the day. So Imam Ibn al-Qayyim say this about his teacher, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. He said, One time, I sat and I watched my teacher, Ibn Taymiyyah. He prayed Fajr. Now again, what I am sharing with you, if you can do it every day, Rabbi lak alhamd. If you cannot, at least in the weekend, there will be weekend in this 10 days, alhamdulillah, next Saturday and Sunday. So what did he say? He said, I saw Ibn Taymiyyah, my teacher, praying Fajr. And then he stayed remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala almost to noontime. To noontime. Meaning, one day I am going to try to do that. Even if in between I will take a break, a small nap, with the intention of getting stronger, I will be rewarded. But for him, he was up till noon. And then he looked at me. So Imam Ibn Taymiyyah looked at Ibn al-Qayyim, his student, and he said, this is my food of the morning. And if I don't eat in the morning, I'll get weak. Subhanallah. This is my food for the morning. And if I don't eat the food in the morning, I will be weak. We say this about coffee, and we say this about breakfast, and we say this about this and this. So I'm going to make a schedule that I'm going to do these things in the day, I'm going to do these things in the night. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require anything. You can do it, you're working in between. You can do it, you're driving, you can do it, you're cooking, you're cleaning, even going to bed, you do it. Subhanallah. One of the things you do it in these 10 days, and in the nights especially, wait for the salah. Wait for the salah from salah. So wait for salatul fajr. Sit, wait for salatul fajr. Wait. Don't wake up, it's like, oh, 2 minutes. No. We're going to try to be up all night and wait, sit and wait for the salah. During the day, if you can, again, next weekend, if you are not working, from dhuhr to asr, wait, sit down, bring your Quran in your musalla, where you are going to be making your i'tikaf, bring your Quran and your niyyah, not only i'tikaf, but you are waiting from one salah to the other. Why? Because I'm going to share with you this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, The one who sits in their musalla, in their place of salah, waiting for another salah, as if he is neighbor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. As if he is neighbor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُنَادِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will call on the day of judgment. Where is my neighbors? Imagine this. Allah on the day of judgment will say, where are my neighbors? Where are they? Where are my neighbors? قَالَ فَتَقُولُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَرَبَّنَا. And the angels will say, our Lord, who can be your neighbor? And he says, those who have fulfilled and flourished masajid, meaning they are in salah and especially waiting from one salah to the other, from one salah to the other. One of the things we also have to remember, don't be of those who Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Rabbi inna qawmi takhadu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. Let us not be of those who Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of judgment will say, Ya Allah, my people neglected this Qur'an. Let us not be of those. And neglecting the Quran is many levels. Number one, we don't know it. We don't read it. We don't understand it. We don't practice it. It's levels. Let us be part of these 10 days and the nights. It is going to be Quran. Put for yourself schedule with a specific amount of reading the Quran. Again, these will be very easy when I remove all the distractions except the necessity. But if I am going to keep doing as I am doing, as we say it here, if you keep doing what you are doing, you will keep getting what you are getting. If I'm going to still be spending a lot of time on the phone or chatting with people or discussing politics or discussing stock market or all this, فَقَدْ حُرِمْ. I am deprived. I can discuss all this afterward. So let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi Ameen, Ya Rabbi Ameen, La tahrimna khayraha. Ya Allah, don't deprive us from the khayr, the goodness of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, a'inna. This is a beautiful dua also. A'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Ya Allah, help us ala dhikrika, to remember you, wa shukrika, to be grateful, wa husna ibadatik, and to worship you in the best way. In the best way. The more grateful I am to Allah, the more He will give me. The more grateful when I put the date in my mouth and I say, Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, you made the day easy, Allah will make the night easier. Let's start this relationship, and I will end up with this. Let's take these 10 days opportunity and re-establish the relationship with Allah, or strengthen the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing, don't forget to be generous in these 10 nights also. If you are not in a state of i'tikaf, meaning you are not completely disconnected, be generous. Anyone reach out to you. I'm not talking about money only. I'm talking about giving. Anybody reach out to you for help, do it. Don't say they don't do it. Don't say they don't deserve it. You're doing it for Allah. You're doing it for Allah. Very generous. Absolutely give money if you can. That's for sure. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Everybody is doing their fundraising in these days because you are opening an opportunity for people to do a good deed. This is how I say it to myself. When someone call me or text me and say, we need this or I need that, I like, Alhamdulillah, Allah brought it to me. So I will be generous. Generous in forgiving people. Clear your heart. Clear your heart. Go to these 10 nights. لا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. Ya Allah, don't put in our hearts any hatred to any person who's a believer. Whatever they did, I have done worse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how I always say. Clear your hearts. Clear your hearts completely and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يتقبل منا. Ya Allah, accept from us. As Sayyidina Ibrahim, when he built the Kaaba, what more virtuous act than building the house of Allah? At the end, he said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ya Allah, accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are all hearing, all know. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. And repent and accept our repentance. Ask Allah, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فعفو عني. Ya Allah, you are the one who pardon, please pardon me. And you love to pardon, please pardon me. ولله الحمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. I want to share a couple of things with you. Number one, جزاكم الله خيرا. I am personally, as me, and on behalf of all the staff of Jannah Institute, I am so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, but also to everybody who have been supporting us and supported us by your generosity from last Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, and I cannot be enough grateful to Allah. Everything in our institute doubled or tripled. The courses, the teachers, the students, the classes, we were able to open more and more and more. Alhamdulillah, we moved from a local institute to Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen International Institute. We have students from all over the world. That's by His Fadl and Ni'mah. And after that, by your help, your generosity, you're trusting us to learn from us, you're trusting us to donate to us, you're trusting us that we are worthy of taking this amana. So jazakum Allahu khairan. And I am here pleading to everybody, because I'm going to share with you Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, a beautiful gesture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy. Bi-idhnillah, from this fall, September, we are starting a whole one-year program. Woman to woman, woman teachers to the woman students. And it's titled Year of Knowledge, what every Muslim woman should learn about her deen. The goal of this program is not to graduate scholars. The goal of the program is that the mothers of tomorrow and the current mothers learn this deen properly, practice it properly in an authentic way. All the books and all the material we are using are all authentic, but in an easy way and a practical way. We ask for your dua, number one, and absolutely we will ask for your support. And you see the link. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We had a generous woman this week And she pledged to match whatever we are going to be collecting in this weekend. Be generous and do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our goal is to reach 100,000. Alhamdulillah, we are close to 60. We still have some to go. And it is, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, tax deductible, as you all know. And also, it is zakatable, as we will allocate it to the needy students. So don't deprive us from your support. And if you cannot, and we absolutely understand, alhamdulillah, spread the word. Share it. الدال على الخير كفاعله. The person who guides people to do good as if he or she did it. And جزاكم الله خيرا. And you have the donations details here. I think there was a lot of questions. If I can get some of the questions, let's see. Yeah, Norita, can we have the questions? I don't see it. Any questions is there? Okay. If you can put the questions at the bottom, yeah, Norita, or yeah, okay, alhamdulillah, Layla. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Layla. Can you please talk about what those on there? Ah, very good question. May Allah reward you, Layla. Allah, subhanallah. So the woman during her menstruation, what can she do? And it is a very common question. And it's a beautiful question. You know why? I always say this to the woman. The fact you are sad, the fact you feel you are deprived, and look at what I did, that's a good news. Your heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to do more. So how, what do I answer? Number one, the fact you are not fasting, that's an act of worship. You will be rewarded because you are not fasting, because it's your menstruation, because that's what he taught me. What is al-ibadah? What is act of worship? I do and say everything, internal and external, that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told me not to fast. So I'm not fasting the actual fast. I am obeying Allah. I'll be rewarded. I'm not praying. I am not doing because he told me I am obeying him. So what do I do? Number one, and that's the easiest one, a lot of dhikr, remembering Allah. Try it. How does it feel to make a 1,000 salawat ala Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, or 500, or 6, or 7? There's no specific number I'm trying, but just a lot. How about istighfar? How about like what he taught us, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Whomsoever says, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lah. 1,000 times, I'm sorry, 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. How about that? How about subhanallah wa bihamdi, 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening? So dhikr. Now number two, stay away from disobedience. That's a huge reward. At all, I'm not going to say anything that will disobey Allah. I'm not going to be looking at anything that will disobey Allah. I am not going to hear or listen anything that will disobey Allah. And I will do my best to harbor nothing but what pleases Allah in my heart. Can I be generous in that month? Yes, during my menstruation. And again, not necessarily only money. Generous, help people, cook, go and deliver it to the fasting person. Every day, $1. Share news, share good news, good projects. Be generous. So the only two things or three things where the woman during her menstruation cannot do in reality is fasting, but she will be rewarded by not fasting. Prayer, she will be rewarded. And reading the Quran, meaning moving her lips in the three opinions she cannot, and definitely touching the Quran. So you can have the Quran in your, let's say, iPad, right? And then just look it with your eyes and don't move your lips. If you do this, and i'tikaf, stay in your musalla with dhikr of Allah and reading the Quran. And may Allah make it easy, ya Layla. Norita, is there other question you can put? Naam. طيب. Ya Noor, mashallah, may Allah make you Noor. Do we have to stay up all night to get Laylatul Qadr? Yeah, salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. That's what Allah said. Salamun hiya, peace, حتى مطلع الفجر. Till the morning, you do your best. What I mean by the following: you stay in your place, whether again in the masjid or in your home. And if you get extremely tired, and that's why I've said during the day, don't overdo things. Don't get yourself so tired and get rusted during the day, because you have a long night, as we say. If you fell asleep, then you take a nap. Allah gave you this. But in general, yes, you stay up all night between dhikr, reading the Quran, asking Allah for forgiveness, and salah. And again, not only the 27, the 29 day night of Ramadan, that many Muslims, subhanAllah, I don't think we know it. We know it's virtue. Other than it could be the night of Al-Qadr, but it is the night that Allah will be rewarding us. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, don't you pay the worker at the end of his job? It's the same for the night of the 29th. So I want, when Allah is going to reward me, I'm showing him the best in me. Please tell the issue regarding the property left by a woman and its distribution. I don't know what exactly this question mean. I need more details. Please email me at drhaifa@jannahinstitute.org with more detail. Inshallah, I'll do my best. Whenever I want to do something good, the waswasa of shaitan disturbs me. Is my iman weak? I am afraid Allah will not forgive me. Allah, Allah, jazakillahu khair ya Asma. Very good question. Whenever I want to do a good, so she has the intention. And it is good, meaning what pleases Allah. The waswasa of shaitan comes in. And I'll give you examples. Is my iman weak? And will Allah forgive me? So there's many points in this question. Let's take it one by one. Intend to do good all the time. All the time. من هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كان له أجرها. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, see the beauty of this deen. Whomsoever intended, had the intention of doing good, pleasing to Allah, and he or she could not do it, they will be rewarded. حسنة. And if they did it, they will get 10 rewards. So that's number one. Number two, waswasa of shaitan. What do I do? Allah also answered this in Surah Al-A'raf. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those who have taqwa, not me, people of taqwa. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, when the whisper of shaitan touches them, what do they do? تَذَكَّرُوا, remembered Allah. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, they will see well, meaning ask refuge in Allah from shaitan. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. This is easy. Just keep saying it. Keep saying it. Shaitan does not give up, but don't give up. Sabiru. Compete with him till he gives up. Two, is my iman weak? We cannot keep saying our iman is weak. My iman is weak when I don't obey Allah. When I disobey Allah, in that moment, my iman is weak, but not general. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam also taught us, لا يسرق السارق لا يزني الزاني وهو مؤمن. The person, the believer, who does or commit adultery, in that moment of committing adultery, he's not a mu'min, meaning his iman is weak. So it's not general. But when I disobey Allah, yes, my iman at that moment is weak. When I want to do something good, but then I didn't do it, could be my iman weak? Yeah. But don't look at it this way, because that will let shaitan have an easy way to you. Just, you know what? It's normal. Iman increase and decrease. This is one of the belief of the people of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Al-Iman yazidu wa yanqus. Iman goes up and goes down. Norm. How do it go up? By bil ta'a, by obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how does it get less? By disobedience. So whenever I feel this, just do a good deed. And the good deed is astaghfirullah. لا إله إلا الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Will Allah will forgive me? Don't we? We should never ask this question. No, يا قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. يا عبادي, my servant, this is in Surah Az-Zumar. The scholars teaches us this is the most hopeful verse in the Quran. يا عبادي, قل يا عبادي, say my عباد, my servants, who are they? الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم, they transgressed, not waswasat shaitan, transgressed, أسرفوا على أنفسهم. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, don't despair from the loving mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا, Allah forgive all the sins. And then the next ayah, two ayahs in Surah النساء, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك. Allah does not forgive that we worship another partner with him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, everything else he forgives. Allah is al-Ghafoor. That's why we need to learn to be al-Ghafoor. Should we only worship during odd night? Very good question. May Allah reward you. How do I know for sure this is the odd night? How many years we have seen that they said it is the, today is the first day of Ramadan, so that odd nights will be this. And then later on they said, no, it was actually the beginning of Ramadan was not in this. Number one. Number two, there is always different people in the world are fasting. How do I know we are the right or we are the wrong? So what is the answer? To be on the safe side. Every single night, as much as I can. That's why Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he did the i'tikaf the whole 10 nights. He did not do it in the odd nights only. So do, ya farah, every night, think of it, of Laylatul Qadr. Every night. Every night. Again, change the setting, the mind setting, and make every night as if it is Laylatul Qadr, then for sure you will not miss it. For sure you will not miss it. And ask Allah to make it easy. Ya Rabbi, I mean, may Allah make it easy for all of us. Any other question, Ya Nurita? How can I soften my heart? What a question. Nuwayriya, Tabarakallah. How can I soften my heart? Turn the question the other way around. What makes my heart hard? What hardened the heart? Disobedience of Allah. Heedlessness, al-ghafla. Al-ghafla. كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. Allah said this في المطففين. Nay, their hearts was sealed with a ran. A ran is like the dark black or the sada is like when the metal becomes rotten. على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. Because of what they were doing, the heart was engulfed with this. That's what makes the heart hard. Meaning, if I spend my time, daily life, focusing only on my akhirah, focusing only on my dunya, not thinking of my akhirah. If I disobey Allah, it's not a big deal, Allah is ghafoor and raheem. I don't do but the bare minimum, and even if the bare minimum, I can assure you the heart is hard. And in one saying, I don't recall now, but one of the ways to soften the heart, many ways, but one of the ways, number one, is dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. Salah, reading Quran inside salah, and dhikr, soften the heart, a lot of istighfar. A lot of istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness. And Allah, He sees you and He sees me, He see I want to come close to Him. He will make it. But it's a work. You can go back to our Tazkiyah classes. We covered this in detail last year about the signs of the hard heart and the signs of the soft heart and what are the steps. But I just gave you the general. Dhikrullah is number one. Charity is number two. It's extremely and long salah, especially in the night. Tips for Muslims who are going to practice the last 10 nights for a first time. Okay, good question. Never done it before. You feel it's so scary. You feel it's impossible because I've never done it. And what do you mean by me sitting on a corner facing the wall for the whole 10 nights? That's very difficult. That's shaitan. And that's my weakness. Number one, as I said it in the beginning, I don't know if you joined us from the beginning. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Nothing is easy but what Allah make it easy. A lot of dua. Ya Allah yassir. Ya Rabbi yassir. Ya Allah make it easy. Make it easy. Make it easy. Whenever you get tired, take a nap. Especially during the day. If you're going to do the whole 10 days, make sure in the day you get enough sleep. Because when we get tired, we cannot do it. Don't eat too much. When we eat too much, we get lazy. When we eat too much, we get lazy. I've seen teachers, shuyukh, of the hearts, where they will tell you bare minimum, dates and water, like Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, for 3 days. I'm not going to ask this, but eat less. Things you like to eat, stay away from them. It weakens you. It weakens you. And pay attention to this, what I am going to say. The first day is very difficult. Second day becomes less. Third day becomes less. Fourth day becomes less. Fifth and sixth becomes not a big deal. Seven, eight becomes easy. The nine, the tenth, you're crying, it's done. Because it's beautiful. We have never felt this. Remove the distractions. No phone. No phone. And the reason I'm saying phone, because phone these days is not just a phone. It's everything. If you can, of course. And minimum things. Don't waste your time in anything of dunya, not necessarily. And wallahi, it will be very easy. Allah will make it easy. Subhanallah. Bi-idhnillah. You can donate by check, absolutely. Yes. You can, Jazakillahu khayr, may Allah reward you, Ya Fawziya. You can send the check to the address. If Norita, you can put the address. It's on our website. You can send it to that address by check. You can donate directly through the bank. So it's direct debit through the bank. You can do through credit card. You can do through Launch Good. Go to jannahinstitute.com/donate. You will find it right there. Or just go to jannahinstitute.com and on the top there is donate. Click on it and we'll give you all the options. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah reward you. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Yes, don't forget us in your generosity. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And I say this all the time, to give anything, to do anything with ihsan, it costs. If I want to do ihsan in my salah, it costs me energy and time. So if I want to do a program and I want to teach and the institutes to flourish with ihsan, it definitely comes with cost. Because people who works, may Allah reward them. We have many volunteers, but also people comes and they want to work instead of working in another place, that there will be no reward other than dunya. Then and professionals, they need to be paid well also. That's their right. So jazakumullah khair. Yeah, jazakillahu khair. That's the address right here. Any other question? Ya Zainab, how to encourage your loved ones to practice Islam better? I feel frustrated and sad when seeing some of my close connections don't fast and pray and don't observe Ramadan as we should do. Please have us in your dua. It's so, so true, so reality, so reality. You see people fasting and they're not praying. And you see people not fasting. And you see people fasting and praying, maybe just Maghrib. And you see people praying and fasting the salawat, but not reading Quran. They know everything about this life, but they don't know the Quran. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنْ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they know everything about this life, and they are very heedless about the Akhirah. It's sad. It's very sad. However, alhamdulillah for Islam. And the ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You do not guide whom you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guide. So that's the first thing. First thing is, it's not in my hand. I love them. I want to see them with me in Jannah. I want them to be even better than me. But I can't do it. I can't change. I need to tell this to myself. Having said that, do I have other things I can do for them? Yes. Number one is dua and dua and dua. Dua. Ask Allah. مَا ذَلِكَ اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. And I say, if Allah guided me and guided you, why not that person or that person? sincerely pray for them. If they are your loved one by the name, in your moments of closeness to Allah, in your sujood, when you're crying and sobbing, if this is your children, when you're crying and sobbing, beg him, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, you are capable of everything, innaka ghafuru rahim, forgive them and guide them. So pray and pray and pray for them. Don't nag. Don't give lectures. You push people away this way. But most importantly, you are the example. I am the example. I practice what I preach as much as I can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let you down. Anisa, can you recite online Quran when you are menstruating? You mean, I didn't understand that. You mean recite, you mean you're moving your tongue, reciting the Quran, moving your tongue. In the three school of thoughts, except Imam Malik, it is not allowed. So if you want to, unless you are a hafidah, unless you are in the process of hifz, or you already have memorized and you are reviewing, that's the exception. But in general, the answer is not allowed in the three school of thoughts. Which is more important, finishing Quran during Ramadan or reading it with understanding but unable to finish it? Very good question, Yasamina. This is a very common question. What was the sunnah? Go back to the origin. What did he do, alayhi salatu wasalam? He reviewed the Quran with Sayyidina Jibreel every night for 30 nights. كان يتعرض له القرآن. He, عليه الصلاة والسلام, with Sayyidina Jibreel, does it once, except the last year when he passed away, he did it twice. So the sunnah is you finish. So what do? You make one, as we call it, khatma, to finish the whole Quran by reading. Just read. And your intention, again, it's the Quran, it's the words of Allah, and follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Then allocate some time daily, one page to understand. Alhamdulillah, you can do more, you can do more. But again, practically, also part of your dhikr, remembering Allah and worshipping Allah, is you understand a page of the Quran, for example, half a page, five a page, whatever you can. Do the last 10 nights starts at Maghrib tonight? It depends. It starts on the night of the 21st. The night of the 21st. So it depends when did your Ramadan start for you. What is the best istighfar? I keep on saying astaghfirullah, but I realize at time my mind is not here. Does it count? Very good question. Alhamdulillah, you're all doing beautiful questions. Al-dhikr is three levels. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is three levels. The first level is with your tongue only. I just say it. Second level is with my heart only. I don't say it with my tongue. The best is with my heart and with my tongue. So I do my best to do the third. But if I did the first, it's also dhikr. What is the best istighfar? Sayyidul istighfar, as Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, the master of istighfar. Allahumma inni abduk, bintu abdik, or Allahumma inni amatuk, bintu abduk, bintu abdik. Maadin fiyya hukmuk, adlun fiyya qadauk. I'm sorry. It's not coming to my mind, subhanAllah. Sayyidul istighfar. Allahumma inni abduk, bintu abduk. Nurita, help me if you can put it on the screen. Sayyidul istighfar. I did a whole 1 hour, subhanAllah, see how Allah always remind us that innahu huwa al-alim al-hakim. He's the only one who knows. You can go to YouTube. I did a whole about the Sayyidul al-istighfar. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana alhamdulillah. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayhi. Abu laka bi dhanbi. Faghfir li fa'innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. Sayyidul istighfar, the master of istighfar. Printed in Arabic and English. الحمد لله جزاك الله خير اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي أبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. You find it in حسن المسلم in anywhere. Put it, write it in Arabic, put it in your place. Where are you doing your i'tikaf, or where you're doing your acts of words, يعني acts of worship, right there. If this is, sometimes we want more, the best one, as Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, what Sayyidina Dhunnun said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. No God but you, Ya Allah, I was a wrongdoer. We'll take one more question. Naam. Assalamu alaikum. What advice can you, alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. What advice can you give for mothers to balance between the ibadah for last 10 nights and our mother duties? Very good question, Ya Shaw. May Allah reward you. Number one, and this is applies to a lot of the women, alhamdulillah, especially with young children, right? Or big family, or women taking care of their family, their husband, their parents. What do I do? I can't do this 10 nights completely. Number one, have the intention, and you are sadiqa, you are truthful with Allah, that if I did not have this, I would have done it, Ya Allah. And as Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, what he was telling the Sahaba, there is people in Medina. And when he left with a group of companions going for expedition, and there's some people stayed in Medina, he told those who were with him, there is people stayed in Medina. Any mountain or any hill that you go up and you go down, you will get reward, they will get the reward. The reason they didn't come out, because they had the excuse. حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذُرِ. So here you are. Allah knows if you were free, if your children were grown up, if you were alone, you would have done it. So have this inside you. Number two, taking care of the children, or taking care of the husband, or taking care of the parents in the way pleasing to Allah is an act of worship. And Allah will reward me. Three, every spare moment I have, I'm going to use it for ibadah. Every spare moment. You know, sometimes you're very tired. We just sit on the couch and just we do nothing. Not in the 10 days of Ramadan, the last 10 days. I am going to be doing dhikr. Astaghfirullah. La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, make it easy. Right? I'm going to be listening to Quran. And then the Quran is close to me. So whenever there is a moment, I will be reading Quran. Grasp every free time opportunity. Even your sleeping, make it act of worship. Ya Allah, I'm going to bed. I'm very tired, but I need to rest a little bit and I'm going to get up to worship you. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. We'll take one more question. Inshallah, we will be done. If there is any more questions, may Allah make it easy for you, Ya Shuruq, and for everyone, for everybody who's working these long hours they had to work to feed their families, man and a woman, may Allah make it easy for you. I'm trying to maintain the non-mahrams in our house. I want my family to maintain the non-mahrams in our house. Pray salah, do fast, they read the Quran, but they are weak to maintain the non-mahram in the house. I don't understand exactly the question. Just one comment. Let's not judge people. Allah knows what is in the heart. I don't know who has weak iman. Let's not be that. If anybody has weak iman, it's me. Right? And at one day, I was even worse. And I didn't understand very well. Sister, please email me so I can look in the detail. Can a woman do i'tikaf at her home? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In some school of thought, they said her i'tikaf is in her home. However, the wives of Rasul والسلام, did i'tikaf with him in the masjid. How can we join the course at Jannah Institute? Jazakillahu khair, Ya Sara. Go and check our websites. Number one, follow us on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook, Dr. Hifa Yunus, Instagram or Facebook, and Jannah Institute. We are going to start our summer classes. These are starting immediately after Ramadan, so stay tuned. Also, be part of our mailing list and the full-time program that I shared with you, inshallah, is going to be starting in September, and we will start registration and full, inshallah, mid-June, bi-idhnillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Ya Rabbi, taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih, wa'fu 'anna waghfir لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah reward you all.